get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
I love Chris Barisaw. It was a need for them. They've been needing help at that position for quite some time. We think maybe 5, 6, 7, even 10 years where they needed some consistency at that position. And right out the gate, they address it with pick number 23. And he's smooth, big, strong, low center of gravity, and he can do it all. He can open up holes for their running game, Dalvin Cook. He can also protect Kirk Cousins. And also Kellen Mond. You just talked about it. That is a very interesting pick at 66.
Nate Burleson, little love for the Vikings drafting Christian Darrisaw.
You like the hat?
On there. I love the get up.
I like the hat.
Yeah, big fan.
I couldn't pull that hat off, but that's a good hat.
You could try. You should try, actually.
You could try.
I think, dude, the more I look at you, like you've got the trendy sort of thick frame glasses. Mm-hmm. You've got the stubble right now, kind of the fashionable stubble.
A lot of stubble. Yep.
And I think a Nate Burleson hat would bring it all together for you. A little feather in the cap.
I don't have the hat. I mean, I guess if I had the hat, I'd try the hat.
Oh, man.
Let's make it happen. We'll make it happen. This is Purple Daily, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, Declan Goff. And later in the episode, stay tuned. As the Packers Turn, the new soap opera that has come to the NFC North, that it's hilarious to watch if you're a Vikings fan, has taken even more turns. We'll get to that. Write that down, predictions, and a lengthy and juicy accountability session presented in part by our friends at PXG Minneapolis. Listen, have no fear, GMs. If you whiffed on your draft picks, you're going to get fired for sure. And then you have time for golf. And that's where PXG comes in. To help you out with that broken down swing of yours, why don't you put some Gen 4 golf clubs in your hand? Drivers, fairways, hybrids, irons, these are PXG's flagship clubs. The 0 to 11 clubs, priced a little bit more within reach, also high performance. And if you just want to look good, the spring and summer apparel line has arrived in store. PXG Minneapolis in Southdale Center, and find out more at pxg.com/Minneapolis. And one of the best ways you can support us, in addition to just listening, clicking subscribe on YouTube, liking the video, 5-star review on Apple, is by supporting our sponsors. So if you ever have a chance to support and spread the word about our sponsors, it helps keeps us employed and talking about the Vikings every single day, boys.
I went to the driving range yesterday with my clubs, and I saw a bunch of PXG apparel out there. So it's all over the place, man. Looking good.
Nice.
It's looking good.
Nice. Well, should we make some predictions and hold each other accountable? Let's fire it up here.
Accountability.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right.
I've got a prediction to make about our predictions.
Is this official?
Whoa.
Is this binding?
No, because it's not binding, because it's just a thought. I think it's going to be an absolute bloodbath. I think it's going to be like the old school, Write That Down. It was ugly to a certain degree. I think this is going to be a bloodletting.
Well, you'll have to find out here. And we're going to start with you in just a second here.
You always do, I know.
Mr. Completion Percentage Leader. Here's how Write That Down works. If you're new, if you've just discovered Purple Daily or Mackie and Judd, we are the only show in America that keeps track of our predictions. We're not like when Stephen A. Smith, who I love me some Stephen A., but that dude was wrong 7 consecutive NBA finals where he had either this team or this team that he could predict, and he was wrong 7 straight years, and they try to just sweep that stuff under the rug, right? Mm. We highlight our inequities or our inadequacies on this show. And we bring them to the forefront. So 3 Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns for the sort of loftier predictions. On Mackie and Judd every Wednesday, it's the same deal, except it's expanded to any type of prediction. And we do home runs and we do batting average. If you want to be part of the show and be a guest listener predictor, like Sam's going to be here shortly, send a DM to myself, Phil Mackie, or Declan on Twitter or Instagram, and we'll get you set up. All right. This is going to take a deep breath, strap in, pour a cocktail.
I wish.
This is gonna get deep here.
Yes. Yeah, I might need a cocktail.
Yes, I wish, yeah.
All right, Judd Zulga, we'll start with you.
One, two, three.
You said you came in with the completion percentage, Lee. We'll see if you can hold on to it. You said Rick Spielman will acquire at least one seventh-round pick in the NFL draft. And while this felt like a layup when you made the prediction.
You know what?
Or a dump-off, I guess.
You know what, Rick? I applaud you for not doing it.
I applaud you.
I actually am going to say this. I will gladly give up that point because I'm glad I was wrong.
You said the Washington football team will move up from 19, that Fields will be taken within the first seven picks of the draft, and that there will be a report by May 1st that the Vikings received at least one call on Kirk Cousins. That last one's tough because we just educated speculation. Almost certainly happened. They had discussions, we think, but I didn't see any official, like, detailed report about it.
I'm going to tweet it right now. The Vikings received a call on Kirk Cousins.
Too late. Send.
Hey, you there it
by,
is.
You okay. said by May 1st.
Fair enough. Sorry,
all right. Buddy. Then you said Rashad Bateman will be taken in the first round, and the Niners will take Trey Lance with the third pick. So you got both those right.
Good job, Dad.
I'm very proud of myself for the Trey Lance one. A lot of subterfuge there.
Couple more things off the board here. You said the Vikings will obtain a second round pick in the 2021 draft. So you had a seventh and a second. They didn't do either of those things.
Rick.
And then you said, I need a ruling on this one. All right. You said there will be a credible report that the Vikings were one of the teams interested in the Falcons' fourth overall pick, or they will just straight up obtain the pick.
Which
I know that we talked about this and we speculated on it, but I don't know that there was an actual report about them inquiring about the fourth pick. Can you defend your prediction here?
I don't think I can. I think that there was there were definitely reports that the Falcons were shopping that pick. I don't recall seeing what we would consider to be, in the spirit of the rule, a credible report that the Vikings were involved.
I agree.
Okay.
Like, if it has to be a Schefter or something, I don't think we saw that.
Somebody with a blue check mark, which, by the way, Twitter took my blue check mark away last week.
Seriously?
I am no longer a verified, credible tweeter.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't trade. I believe if you change your at, that's a thing. Like, if you change your actual handle, you can. But, yeah, I'm guessing you didn't do that either. So, that's strange.
Nothing I tweet can be taken seriously going forward now. I am no longer check mark verified.
Well, oh, my. Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
All right, a lot of
who's got sunglasses? Somebody got sunglasses? I'm blinded by this board.
All right. I said a lot of wrong things. I said with their first pick or first round pick, the Vikings will select Jalen Phillips. I said the Vikings will pick 14th. That didn't happen as part of a parlay. They will draft an offensive lineman with one of the first three picks, and they will draft a quarterback at some point. So I got two of those three right, but not the third one. I said Devontae Smith will fall to at least pick 12, and Rashad Bateman will be drafted by the Packers in the first round. I said a player that Kuiper has in his final mock draft at pick 20 or later will be a top 10 pick. Didn't happen. I said somebody will trade up to draft Kyle Pitts, and the first four picks will all be quarterbacks. All of those things were wrong. But there's some green coming up here. I said Trey Lance will be available when the Vikings draft in the first round, and the Vikings will take a wide receiver in the first round, even though Elijah Vera Tucker will still be on the board when they do it. Those are wrong. However, I told you the Vikings would draft at least four linemen, which they did. But they would take one of these three quarterbacks, Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask, or Davis Mills. Not quite a touchdown because we were sort of like honing in on those guys the whole time. That our friend guest listener predictor David would hit on one of his three parlays, which we'll get to here shortly.
I can't wait for that.
And in a drop back, Hail Mary, seven step drop, close my eyes, throw the ball on the field. I said Randy Vikes 69 in his seven round Vikings mock would nail at least one Vikings pick after the first round.
Good on you.
And he did.
And that's a touchdown pass.
Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. Good for you.
Yep. And then he came on our show and bragged about it and had a sponsor. We didn't even know it was coming.
And dropped his Coors Light live on Ventline as he was slurring his words and trying to explain.
I hope that bar paid him well for that sponsorship.
That's amazing. All right, listeners, it's a long list for the listeners, so strap in here. Okay. All right, Mike, we'll get to the wrong ones here. Mike said the Ravens will trade the 27 and the 31 for the 14 and the 78, and the Vikings will take Dylan Raddins and Kadarius Toney. That was wrong. Mike said the Vikings will trade down from pick 14. They will acquire a second-round pick. With the pick they trade, they will draft Gregory Rousseau or Tevin Jenkins. So some complicated parlays there that didn't work out. Pulford Skoll said the Vikings' first pick in the draft will not be at 14. It will not be an offensive lineman, whereas he was wrong. And the first pick will please Mike Zimmer. So you got two out of three there. Mm-hmm. And then Frank said the Vikings will draft in the second round of the draft, which they didn't. Rob said, Rob, man, love you, but this was a terrible prediction. You said at the draft, there will be at least one team who will use 50% of their picks on quarterbacks. Bob B. said the Vikings will draft a quarterback in this upcoming draft, but not until the fifth round or later. Here is David, who came in swinging with a bunch of parlays. He said, multi-part parlay, at least five quarterbacks will be taken in the first 20 picks. At least five pass catchers will be taken in the first round. And at least one Division III player will be drafted in the first three rounds. And he nailed it.
Damn, that's awesome.
That Wisconsin Whitewater kid was drafted, I think, at the very end of the third round with like five picks to go.
That boys, is a Ferrat DeBerry, a 99-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is
awesome.
That's really how you parlay.
That's the drive right there. That's the drive, in my opinion. That's great.
So that's love a big time pass down the field there. All right, Declan.
Oh, here we go.
A lot of red here.
Oh, I got to get below the table here. Hold on. Yeah. Fallout shelter. Write that down.
Oh, God.
All right, Declan, you said the Vikings have four fourth-round picks, but they'll only select two players in the fourth round. Yep. That was wrong. You said at least one team in the first two rounds will miss their allotted time selection window, which would have been hilarious, but didn't happen. You said the Vikings will draft at least three cornerbacks and that Mac Jones would not go in the first 15 picks. He went 15th. All right. The Vikings will draft two quarterbacks in this year's draft. They took one. Trey Lance will not go in the top 10. He did. Rashad Bateman will be drafted by the Chiefs. He was not. And between now and the draft, a credible website will mock the Vikings trading up to take a quarterback. A lot of mocks had them taking a quarterback. I didn't see any that had them trading up to take a quarterback. More red here, and we'll get to some green for Declan. The Packers will draft a wide receiver in the first round. They did not. LOL. Kyle Trask and Mac Jones will not be first round picks.
Damn it.
One was. And the Vikings will acquire a second round pick in the draft.
Okay.
All right, but you made up for it.
All right.
You made up for it. You said the Vikings will not draft a defensive lineman with their first pick. That was right. You said Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance will be on the board when it's the Vikings' turn to pick, and you were right. Mac Jones was available. You said the Falcons will keep their fourth overall pick. At least one team will trade up to the top 10 of the draft. Kyle Pitts will go in the top five, and Teddy will not be on the Panthers by week one of next season.
All right.
So not a terrible situation for Dex there.
Hey.
And here are the 2021 updated stats.
All right.
Judd, still, by the way, Judd, you are not, this is not updated because we took one off the board there. You're actually
lower.
41% completions and no touchdowns.
Yep.
Declan, 32% completions, no touchdowns. I'm at 28% with four touchdowns leading the league, and listeners at 11% with one touchdown.
You know what this
on
is?
On the season. Whew.
Write this down.
This is the completion percentage statistics from 1977.
You guys
go back and look at
I'm throwing the ball down the field.
Oh, okay.
Namath and Bradshaw. This is that. I mean, 41% leads the league.
I am the Joe Namath of this league, just throwing interceptions, getting sacked, but I am leading the league in touchdowns, wagging my finger up and down in celebration into the tunnel.
You're Burt Jones, big arm.
Burt Jones.
For the Baltimore Colts. Burt Jones was good back in the day.
We need a back in my day, Judd Zolgad tell us about the Jim Plunkett's and
Jim
the Burt Joneses from the 70s.
I am Jim Plunkett, Stanford grad, real successful in life, and I sort of can play quarterback.
So, all right, let's get Sam in here. He's our guest listener predictor today on Purple Daily. Write that down. Sam, are you here to raise the completion percentage total or the touchdown total?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. Which current NFL quarterback would you compare yourself to here in terms of write that down style?
Oh, man. Probably a Matthew Stafford, a little bit of a gunslinger, but still reeled in.
I respect
it. Okay. So a little bit controlled, a little bit controlled. So here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody. We'll go around the room one at a time. We'll start with Sam, over to Judd, Declan, and back to me, Phil Mackey. They must be quantifiable, and they must be at least loosely related to football in some way. So we'll start with Sam here.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
The snap is yours.
All right. So the Vikings only had 69 yards of punt returns last year.
Nice.
Total.
Nice.
The Vikings are going to change that, and they're going to have 3+ touchdowns on kick returns or punt returns combined.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow. That's a touchdown.
Kick returns are, yeah, because the kickoff is basically dead. That's that. Ooh, you're coming out firing.
I like it. I mean, they just took a dude who ran a 4.2 at his
pro
day. Yeah,
that's a touchdown for sure.
So I'm
write it down. You like writing things down.
Judd?
Okay, so on old school, write that down. I told you that Kirk Cousins is going to be the Broncos quarterback opening day of 2022. I will now follow that up with part two of this episode of Write That Down, because it's a crossover. I'm tying it together, okay?
Okay, Marvel, yep.
Kellen Mond will be the Vikings starting quarterback on opening day 2022.
Okay.
So Kellen Mond will take over as the starter for the dearly departed Denver Bronco, Kirk Cousins.
Is this a parlay? Are you killing Kirk in this prediction?
No, Kirk is not going to be dead. But
how many rocks are left in the tube?
But he will be a Bronco. You know what? Kirk's preparing for that day, okay? That's between Kirk and Kirk's God. Kellen Mond, starting quarterback, 2022 Vikings.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Declan.
All right, I'll just go here right away. Aaron Rodgers will be traded to the Denver Broncos, and Teddy Bridgewater will be his backup. So I'm going to combine those two. I want both of these things.
This year.
Week one, Aaron Rodgers will be, I guess I'll rephrase a little bit. Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos week one, and Teddy Bridgewater will be his backup.
That's a touchdown.
Yes.
Man, think about the leadership. Rodgers wouldn't even have to lead.
No.
Right? Teddy could just do all the lead. He could outsource the leadership to Teddy.
I mean, the quarterback.
Listen, Teddy, I'm kind of a prickly guy. I'm just going to be a surly SOB. I
hate my family. My family sucks. The Packers suck. Everybody sucks but me.
I mean,
I like to roll my eyes, okay? Yeah. So, Teddy, I need you to lead.
That quarterback room of Aaron Rodgers, Teddy Bridgewater, maybe even Drew Locke. I mean, my God, look out. They're just the three brains in that room. Good for them. Good for them.
Dex's obsession
on the same level
with Drew Locke is one of my favorite things on the show.
It is weird.
Like you just mentioned, Teddy, he's okay. I like him. Rodgers, Hall of Famer, without a doubt, first ballot, and Drew Locke.
Yeah. Drew Locke, he's been held down.
Like,
he's
Drew Locke is back. Living rent-free in your head, and I don't know why, Declan.
There's a lot
and
of
Declan
people.
Welcomes it. Declan has allowed him to live there.
There's too many people not named on this show that live in my head rent-free. And
I could name a few of them myself if you'd like now.
That's all right. That's okay. We'll have that conversation,
down.
Score North After Dark. Thank you.
All right, write this down. I'm going in a similar direction as Judd, but I'll take sort of the other angle here. The Vikings will trade Kirk Cousins by the 2022 NFL draft. Write it down. The Vikings will trade Kirk Cousins by the 2022 NFL draft.
Okay.
It just makes too much sense. Like, this is all adding up to they approached him about some sort of restructure. He said, I'm kind of good on this contract. I'd just like to scoop up what's left and then we can play the field after 2022. And the Vikings are like, okay, well, we can't take the risk of going into the final year of that contract, so we're going to draft a quarterback. And by it playing out that way, it has been written, I think, that Kirk Cousins will be traded and Kellen Mond will be the starter. We'll see.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, back over to Sam.
All right, the Vikings will go 6-0 in the division this year, which I believe they've only done twice in the last 13 years.
Wow.
So 6-0 for the Vikings.
So is this sort of assuming that Rodgers will be playing elsewhere, or do you feel this way even if Rodgers is playing for the Packers?
No, this is assuming Rodgers is either hosting Jeopardy or playing in the Mile High City.
I like it.
And beat the Bears twice. That takes guts.
Yeah, I mean, we struggle against them, it seems like, at Soldier, but we were, I think, 5-1 against Trubisky, and without him, we'll see if Fields is starting, and I think we have a good defense this year, so.
I like it.
6-0.
I dig it.
Write this down.
I like it. I like it. Okay, Judd.
All right. Wyatt Davis, third-round O-line pick out of Ohio State, will be a starting guard for the Vikings this season. So I think he's going to start a right guard, but I'm not positive.
Like but he's going to start week one. At some
yes,
point.
Opening okay. day. Oh, opening okay. day.
Thank you.
Opening day, starting guard. I'm not going to tell you which one because I don't trust them, but they're going to pick one of those, and Wyatt Davis will be a starting guard week one for the Vikings.
I thought you were just saying he's going to be a starting, make a start this year. I was like, well, that's a.
Well, you didn't let me explain. Everybody jumped in and got all bent out of shape when I was trying to tell you. I just want to be very specific. I'm not telling you which guard. He should start at right guard, but I don't trust the Vikings not to screw around with it.
Okay.
All right. Write this down.
Everybody settle down. We'll turn this show. We will turn this show around and go home right now.
Yes.
I'm ready to take you
kids home. Easy sports dad in your sports dad wood paneled station wagon.
Yeah.
Taking us to the grocery store.
Judd W. Griswold Jr. over here. Yeah. All right. My next prediction. The Vikings will sign a veteran wide receiver before training camp begins. So the Vikings, they'd love to do this. They'd love to bring in some wide out, and he might not even make the 53, but they've done this before. So I'm going to say that the Vikings will sign a veteran wide receiver before training camp begins. What,
how are we defining veteran?
At least 2 years in the NFL. He's at least been in the NFL for 2 years. Is that fine?
Okay.
Yep. I think like that's veteran status for the NFL.
So like Tajay Sharp would have counted. Like correct. If they sign a guy like that again. Okay.
Yep, that counts.
Write this down.
Counts. Okay. Sam.
No,
I'm sorry.
Bill.
I'm really good at keeping track of who's supposed to be predicting.
You like went through 50 to 60 predictions there. So, I mean, bravo to you. Yeah. That's a lot. Got a lot on your plate.
It was a dark, dark
when
night.
When did this segment turn into just a pat each other on the back feel? This used to be one of the most hardcore, brutal segments in sports talk radio or podcasting. And now it's like, oh, you did a lot of hard work. The man forgot where he was at.
Yeah.
So I have a similar prediction to one that Declan made, which means the rules are you have to at least add or tweak it. So my initial prediction was, write this down, the Packers will cave and trade Aaron Rodgers by July 1st, and I'll tweak it to differentiate it and add for at least two future first-round picks. So they'll trade Aaron Rodgers for at least two future first-round picks.
Okay.
Write it down. And what's great for anyone who trades for him now is this is going to happen. The Packers have sort of put this off for the entire offseason, and whoever trades for him is going to be able to keep their first-round pick, presumably from this year, and then the haul starts with like a 2022 pick. So you don't even have to give up. You get the luxury of whoever you drafted in the first round helping your team for this year, and then you get Aaron Rodgers without having to give up anything until next year. So it's kind of great for teams.
Write this down.
All right, Sam, your third and final prediction.
The Vikings will play in 4 primetime games this season out of the 17, and at least 2 of them will be home.
Okay. I like it. I think the Vikings are going to be a fun primetime team. I mean, Kirk is always good fodder in primetime for national pundits, and Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook. So,
for sure, one of the
Packer games.
Not to mention, too, our schedule has some pretty loaded teams and fun teams as well.
100%.
And the schedule comes out a week from today.
Bingo.
Next Wednesday is the schedule release, and we're going to do some sort of a live special for that on Purple Daily. But I would think the league would love to know where Aaron Rodgers is playing before they set that schedule, right?
Right.
Well, they'd like to, but yeah, they can't. Because he's going to be probably, if he's traded in June, right? So they're not going to know.
Well, there could be an agreement now.
But you know what they've got, too, though? Flex scheduling, like after week, what, 5 now?
Yeah.
So, like, worst case, you just take a team that gets him and didn't have a bunch of primetime games and say, hey, guess what? You're playing a bunch of Sunday night games.
Couldn't they also just, like, flex schedule once he gets traded? I mean, couldn't they literally just be like, oh, that schedule we sent out a few weeks ago? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is playing on Sunday night every week now. Sorry.
I was going to say, he's got 17 games of primetime. You're not wrong.
Sam, thanks for stepping in here. You were a last minute. You came in, like Declan said on Twitter, like Joe Webb. Coming in hot for a playoff game here last minute. You performed much better than Joe Webb did against the Packers, though. Since you have this platform, this life-changing moment right now, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get here, Sam?
I have no one to thank right now. I don't want to be basic and go thank your parents. I'll just say go Aces. That's my baseball team. So.
Go okay. Aces.
I mean, you could thank your hands like Freddie Mitchell did after that 4th and 26
Fred
catch.
X, man.
Fred X.
I love
thank you, Minnesota Sports, for always keeping us in drama.
Yeah, Rocco. Yep. He'd like to thank Rocco for all those great bullpen moves.
I'm going to send Rocco a Venmo request for therapy and alcohol after drink.
I love it.
Love it.
Love it. All right, awesome. Sam, thanks for coming on, man. Guest listener, predictor. All right, back to Judd here for your third and final prediction.
Write that down.
Speaking of the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields will start 8 or more games for the Bears this season. Justin Fields will start 8 or more games. This Dalton, you know the pressure is going to be on from day one of training camp. I'm guessing week one, total guess here. Not to write that down, that Dalton starts, but it's going to be Justin Fields' time probably pretty soon. So, Dex, 8 or more games.
You got it.
All right. Write that down.
Okay.
All right, my third and final prediction, another Vikings wide receiver one. BC Johnson or Chad Beebe will not make the 53-man roster. So BC Johnson or Chad Beebe will not make the 53-man roster. There is I believe Will Regatz of Sports Illustrated tweeted this out yesterday. There is Justin Jefferson and there is Adam Thielen. And then there is a Lake Superior-sized depth between the next wide receiver between those two dudes. And I think one of them will not make the 53-man roster.
I got a question. Yes. Phil. What is more unusual? Declan's obsession with Drew Locke, an arbitrary quarterback in Denver who we don't care about, or Chad Beebe's spot on the Vikings roster?
The first.
But I mean, you are obsessed with getting him cut.
They're both odd. I feel like you're very venomous and vindictive toward just a random borderline roster guy that doesn't even. It would be one thing. You know, like when Nick Punto would play 120 games as a starter and bat 200 all year, and it's like, why are they running this guy out there?
Jake Cave.
Or like Jake Cave. Why are they running out? They don't even really use Chad Beebe.
Yeah, he's a special teamers guy.
Yeah?
Special teams guy.
You need to have some more empathy, man. Like, that guy's got football blood lines.
I mean, you hate
okay?
Here's my guess. Because Dex hides stuff. Like, Dex tells us a lot, but I don't think he completely tells us things. I think Chad Beebe was in a bar and walked off with a gal that Dex had a shot Dex liked. And Dex saw it, and he knew it was Chad, and I think you've held that against him.
That would wreck Dex.
Zero chance. And honestly, I would out him publicly if that happened. I'd admit my own fault. Like, that. If that actually happened, I would easily own up to that. All right. I would easily own up to that one.
Just odd. That's all I'm saying.
Final prediction here, boys.
Write this down.
We'll get to the Rodgers drama that's come out this morning. Okay. Speaking of Rodgers, okay, our guy Kirk Cousins is much more mature. He's much less vindictive than Aaron Rodgers, and he will handle the Vikings drafting his replacement with much more grace than Aaron Rodgers did. Write this down. In Kirk Cousins' first official off-season press conference, whenever it is, whenever they get him on Zoom or whatever, if he's out at a podium, whether it's some sort of off-season workout, which it sounds like the players aren't going to go to, whenever, maybe it's the first day of training camp, whenever he addresses the media for the first time in a press conference setting, Kirk Cousins will express no disappointment or disapproval of the drafting of Kellen Mond. So there will not be any sort of, he won't allude to being disappointed. He will just be all supportive and excited that Kellen Mond is on the team. So my prediction is it's a little harder to quantify, but he will express no disapproval or disappointment regarding the Kellen
Mond. So he'll be publicly positive.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now I'm trying to think of if he joins like a radio show or something beforehand. He'll be asked about. I'm just going to say the first press conference where there's actual multiple people peppering him with questions.
So if he goes on a podcast, because he does tend to be more forthright in a podcast, you're not including that?
I'm not including that. Well, I'll say this too. No, let's leave it that way. But here's my worry. He goes on a podcast and he rips it. I'm just going to confine this to the first press conference.
So if he rips it and then he does a presser and refuses to talk about it and lies, you win.
I win.
I just had
maybe I should lose that. Actually, the spirit of it would be at no point between now and the end of the. Okay, sorry, Declan. At no point between now and the end of Kirk's first press conference will he show disapproval for the Kellen Mond pick.
Okay,
write it down.
I just had
Declan. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I just had a lightning bolt of a write that down for Kirk hit me.
Do it.
And I don't know if you want it or not.
No, do it.
It would be a fourth one.
Do it.
Do it. Do
but
it.
As
do
Phil
it.
Talk, as Phil talked about that, because I
do
feel
it,
that
you coward.
Because I think, well, wait, just to be clear, I think Phil is right about Kirk trying to put a happy face on. Oh, Kellen and I will get along great. But write this down. Kirk Cousins at some point will be asked and will answer that he did not, and he will say this, I did not get the vaccine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kirk Cousins will say he was not vaccinated.
I love it. I love it.
Interesting.
I feel we've got an Andrelton Simmons sort of situation here.
Could be.
Living and I think live. He likes to get that out there. And so that's my fourth. Write that down.
All right. So there it is. Write that down, predictions and an accountability session. Also presented by our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. You need some insurance. You want some peace of mind for your company. Federated is the place. You know, they've been supporting Minnesota business owners who are also Minnesota sports fans, and they've been very supportive of Minnesota sports teams over the years too. If you're just looking to maximize the potential and success of your business and minimize risk, find a full list of industries Federated protects at federatedinsurance.com. Find out what MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources, can do for your business. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. All right, boys, let's get to this drama here before we sign off for the episode. So, two funny things. There's been a report this morning. We'll start with the less juicy one. The Packers cut a journeyman, random, borderline roster receiver named Jake Kumerow after the 2019 season that literally caught like 12 passes with the Packers over 2 years or something. And then he wound up with the Bills, and he's just a random dude. He's a Chad Beebe, right? And Aaron has expressed, still to this day, like 2 years later, dismay and disappointment that they would cut one of his favorite guys, you know, behind the scenes. And so that popped back up today. But the best one is, was this Bob McGinn?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Bob McGinn.
Athletic.
Reporting.
Yes.
Yep. That Aaron Rodgers has been mocking Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on group text threads, referring to him as Jerry Krause, the former general manager that Michael Jordan didn't get along with and those players that had a war with. So now he's on group text threads just mocking and ridiculing his general manager, Brian Gutekunst. What are your thoughts on the latest Aaron Rodgers drama?
I have, as a sports fan, never been happier in my life because I am so here for every bit of this, and this is what. So there are certain tenets to me that make the downtime so much fun, right? Free agency moves are great. I enjoy trades, but is there anything juicier than a true falling out between a superstar and his team? I don't think so.
And
the Packers are defiant. Rodgers is vindictive. Mm-hmm. Like, I am just so here for every report that's being thrown out now, seemingly on a daily basis, like starting with the Schefter report on draft day. It's like now everything is just tumbling out that's been building up for months, right?
Yeah.
It's the culmination, obviously, of the Jordan Love pick. I love this. I am here for it. And for those who think, oh, Judd's negative, he hates sports in this town. No, I don't. I love any controversy and hate that goes on in sports. So if it's the Packers, awesome. Absolutely awesome.
This is the write-up, by the way. So McGinn goes in depth and essentially says at the beginning that I can confirm with my own reporting what Schefter and Charles Robinson have been reporting, that this thing is a disaster. Shortly before the NFL trade deadline last November, Rodgers told reporters he didn't want to lobby for a wide receiver because, quote, the last time I did that, they ended up in Buffalo, referring to this Kumerow, who is a Wisconsin Whitewater player. In addition to Kumerow being cut, Rodgers appears to have a lengthy list of grievances against Gutekunst. They include the GM's decision to trade up and draft quarterback Jordan Love, the GM's decision not to inform him of the trade and selection before it happened, and the team's decision not to draft a deep crop of wide receivers and to draft from a deep crop of wide receivers in 2020. It's also a given that Rodgers has been monitoring Tom Brady's extraordinary first season in Tampa. And according to sources, Rodgers has mocked Gutekunst in group chats with his teammates in Green Bay by referring to the GM as Jerry Krause. The Packers are well aware of Rodgers' hard feelings toward Gutekunst, but at this point are taking the high road, insisting their sole focus is having Rodgers as their quarterback in 2021 and beyond. Rodgers, according to what McGinn is hearing, refuses to play for the Packers again until Gutekunst is fired.
You know what? You know what's incredible, you guys? This is in some ways, Brett versus Ted Thompson all over again.
It's the same thing.
Didn't Brett try and lobby behind the scenes, if not publicly, for Moss? There was a point where he wanted the Packers. I think it's when Moss went from Oakland to the Patriots that he openly was like, get me Moss. This will be great. And Ted's like, nope, we're not going to do it. Yeah. It's like the same exact play by play down to the fact that both GMs knew on the job, drafted quarterbacks in the first round and like didn't communicate it.
Dude.
Like it's like part two.
It is amazing. And I got to think, I'm sure Rodgers is having a bunch of conversations, but if you're Rodgers, wouldn't one of the first calls you make whenever this sort of started behind the scenes, wouldn't you call Brett and say,
I
know we had our differences and didn't see eye to eye when this thing was going down and we're different personalities, but let's pour a cocktail and compare. It's the same thing.
I'm sure
it will be amazing if it winds up with Aaron in purple at some point. Although I got to say, I'm a lot more interested in the idea of Kellen Mond on a $1 million contract working out. But man, if there was any way you could ride that magic carpet ride 1 year with Rodgers, even, it would be really tough to pass up. And he would love to. I think he'd love to do it because it would mean two matchups against an inferior Packers team.
Yes.
And then he would get to stick it just like Favre did. And Favre loved sticking it to the Packers in 2009.
Yeah. Brett did not come here to win a Super Bowl. He came here. 1A was, I get to play Ted and the Packers twice, and I'm going to show them. And that was his main thing. I've always contended that if you filled Brett full of truth serum and got him to sit down, and you said now, Brett, 2009, you didn't win a title, so what did you think? He'd say, I beat the Packers twice.
Yeah.
Including in Green Bay. That's what he wanted.
For sure. So that's the latest in As the Packers World Turns.
I'm
over
so
on the
here
other
for
side
this.
Of the NFC North.
I love glorious. This.
So, all right, you know, Vikings still have their own things to worry about, too, but their team is a lot better than it was, and the Packers look like their team is going to be a lot worse if they lose Aaron Rodgers. So that is a wrap on today's episode of Purple Daily. Thanks to everyone for clicking the subscribe button and also clicking the like button on this YouTube video. And if you listen to us every day on a podcast platform or scoreout.com, thank you for that, too. If you could give us a 5-star rating and a positive review on Apple Podcasts, it helps spread the word about this daily Vikings entertainment vessel. Mackie, Judd, Declan, we'll see you guys tomorrow.